Regular listeners, and indeed most people in the security industry, have heard about the cracking of certain MyFare cards. They're used as a building access card and also as a fare card in public transport systems. The London Underground, the Tube, actually uses a MyFare card for its Oyster card thingy. Anyway, a bunch of researchers from the Chaos Computer Club in Germany and some postgraduate students from a Dutch university managed to rip the security of these cards to shreds. Now, the researchers could recover key data from the cards, clone them, load them up with new values, intercept telemetry from a distance of a few meters, and so on. Basically, there wasn't a single aspect of the technology these guys didn't break. What hasn't really been reported on is just how political this stuff got. Professor Bart Jacobs, I guess the Dutch would call that Bart Jacobs, is the research director of the Institute for Computing and Information Sciences Digital Security Group at Radboud University, Nijmegen. God help me, trying to pronounce some Dutch stuff here, but you get the idea anyway. He was very much involved in the MyFare stuff. He stepped forward and wound up essentially managing the research of those Dutch students when the whole thing got political. I mean, there were lawsuits from the technology provider, a lot of attention from the government and media. So this professor wound up running the show. The military was upset, of course, because the cards are used at defense facilities to secure doors and things like that. The technology manufacturer was upset because the research made them look like arsehats. And the government was upset because they were planning to use the technology in a public transport ticketing system. In other words, blood pressure went up all over the place. The Dutch Secretary of State, Tineke Huizinga, and yes, I'm aware that all you Dutch guys and gals are laughing your asses off over my pronunciation right now. Well, she's the Dutch Secretary of State, and she survived a vote of no confidence brought against her over the whole debacle. I mean, that's how political this stuff got. And this is the first case I can think of where the insecurity of a technology used by a government has caused so much political strife. So I caught up with Professor Bart Jacobs, or Jacobs, or whatever you want to call him, and I asked him just how political it got.
Well, the Netherlands are introducing a system for payment in public transport based on these MyFare cards. Now, it is going to be a nationwide system with many, many parties involved, like local bus companies, trains, trams, etc., etc. So there are many, many, many stakeholders. And people have been talking about this system already for years and years. And they obviously neglected the whole security issue. Now, with such a big project, there is obviously a lot of money and prestige involved. And in that sense, it becomes a political issue. But there are also lessons to be learned from this from a political perspective, because the government and parliament as well here in the Netherlands decided about 5-6 years ago, when they started this project, to stay at a certain distance, to leave it to the companies involved, the transport companies involved, to set up such a system.
Leave it to the experts, who then promptly rolled out 48-bit encryption.
Well, actually, that's what happened, indeed. So the lesson to be learned here from a government perspective is that they should set really standards and say, within those standards, within this framework, within this architecture, you can build a system. But now the transport state secretary, who's dealing with this, is in a very difficult situation, because the whole project is left to market, but she is involved financially to a limited amount, but she is involved, so she is a stakeholder. But she keeps on being called to Parliament and gets very critical questions about the whole matter. She has already survived a motion of no confidence over all this. At the same time, with all this publicity about this, the confidence of the public in the whole project is suboptimal, so to say. So it's very, very delicate. And in the whole project, as I understand, a total amount of, I don't know, somewhere between €500 million has been invested already.
But you say invested, not wasted.
No, I say invested, yes. There is a risk in the background if things really fail that claims emerge, and non-trivial claims. And so it has become really, really sensitive. Mm.
And I guess it has become, by the sounds of things, a really difficult issue for the government to handle from a perspective of keeping the voters happy.
Well, I don't know if voters really want to will decide precisely on this, but it certainly erodes confidence in government and especially in this particular Secretary of State.
So we're not quite at the point where a population is getting ready to throw off a government because it introduced a bad ticketing system, but it's not a good look, as they say.
No, the political future of the Secretary of State certainly depends to some extent on this on the outcome here. Yeah.
Professor Bart Jacobs there from the unpronounceable University of the Netherlands, rounding out this special edition of